This recording was produced by Green Lane Masjid. For more information on the activities and services the mosque provides, please visit www.greenlanemasjid.org.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة، وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله منها. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. اللهم اجعلنا من الفائزين في الدنيا والآخرة. قال الله جل وعلا: ألف لام ميم، أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون، ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said at the beginning of Surah Al-Ankabut, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think, after they say that we believe, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to test them? أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Indeed, we have tested those who came before them. Each and every one of us right now who's sitting in this masjid, all of our brothers and our sisters, those of us who are present right now, those of us who are about to come, each and every one of us is going through some sort of difficulties. We are all going through trials and tribulations. No one is saved from this, and no one is entitled to a life where they do not have any problems or issues at all. If I was to ask each and every one of you right now, and I was to ask you this question and say to you, what are the problems that you are going through right now, brothers and sisters in Islam? Each and every one of you would come out with a long, long list and say, I'm going through this trial, I'm going through that trial, I just came out of another trial, I am expecting to get into another difficulty and trial and tribulations ahead of me. All of us, we are in that state. No one is able to raise his hand and say, I am entitled to a life where I'm not going to be tested, especially if you are a believer. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, هو الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one who has created death and life. For what purpose? In order to test us. Whatever difficulties that we are going through right now, and whatever difficult that anyone is going through right now, remember, this difficult is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each and every one of us will not be tested more than that they can bear. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never burden anyone more than that person can bear. My dear brothers, our topic today is not about the trials and tribulations that we will be going through. But I want to remind you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If my servants ask you about me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Indeed, I am near. I am not far away from them. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, I am the one who's going to respond to the dua, to the supplication of the one who asks. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Let them obey me and also believe in me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So they may be guided. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, my doors are open for you all the time. You can call me anytime. There is no time that you are not able to call me. You are free to call me at any time. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And I'm close to you. Whatever difficulty that you're going through right now, whether it is a personal test, whether it is a familial matter that you are dealing with. How many of our brothers are going through so much difficulties right now? How many of our sisters are going through so much difficulties? How many of our families are going through so much difficulties? Many of our fathers who are sitting right here right now, if we were to ask them and say, as a father, what are you going through? Many of our mothers who are sitting here today, if we ask them, what are you going through right now? What would they say to you? Subhanallah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, there is a hope for you. I am there, you can call me. You can ask for my help and I will help you. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah has given us an amazing tool. The tool of dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, الدعاء هو العبادة. Dua is the essence of worship. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, our Lord has said, اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Supplicate to me so I can respond to you. Just imagine that. Also, my dear brothers, I want to remind myself and you, the great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great messengers of Allah, who did they used to turn to? Who did they used to go back to when they faced difficulties? Look at Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved him after he has made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to the dua of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and he has saved him from the tyrant Fir'aun, la'natullahi alayhi. Also, Prophet Salih alayhi salam, Allah has saved him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the people of Thamud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also humiliated the people of Ad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given victory to Hud alayhi salam. And also our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has given him so many victories after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, one may ask and say, when I'm about to make dua, do we have certain etiquettes that I have to adhere to in order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts my dua? So how can I make my dua a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to? Yes, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, there are a number of things. If we were to do them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our dua. These are the etiquettes. I'm going to mention some of them. And the first one is the following. Choose the right time. Timing is very important. For example, one of the best days to make dua is the day of Arafah. One of the best months to make dua is the month of Ramadan. One of the best times to make dua during the week is the day of Friday, like this day, especially the last hour of the day. Also, one of the best times to make dua is the last third of the night. And we are in the month of Ramadan. We are praying Salatul Layl at night. This is the time to make dua as well. Also, one of the best times to make dua is between the adhan and iqamah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, la yuraddu ad-du'a bayna al-adhan wal-iqamah. Aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dua will not be rejected if the person makes the dua between the time of adhan and the time of iqamah. These are special times. Also, the second point is, you need to choose certain situations, such as the time when you are traveling, the time when you are fasting, the state when you are in the state of fasting, also when you are in the state of sujood. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially when he was in the state of sujood, there is a particular dua that he used to repeat so often. And this dua is, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabit qalbi ala dinik. And how much do we need this dua? Imagine if the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most guided human being that has ever been created, used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time while he was in the state of sujood, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. Oh Allah, the turner of the hearts, keep my heart steadfast upon the truth. If the Prophet ﷺ needed this dua so often, what about us? Those of us who are living today in the 21st century, subhanallah, here in the UK, where we have so much fitna around us, our youngsters are going through so much fitna. Our elders even right now, subhanallah, all of us, no one is exempted from the fitna. So we must make this dua, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. So also, insha'Allah ta'ala, another etiquette of making dua is, you should face towards the qibla when you are making dua. Face towards the qibla when you are making dua. Another etiquette also is, al-ikhlas. You have to be very sincere when you are making dua. Imagine when you are making dua and your heart is not in it. You are saying, oh Allah, forgive me, but you are thinking about the food you're going to have next. You are saying, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, accept my tawbah, but your heart is not in it. Think about that. Also, when you are making dua, another important etiquette is what? Al-ilhah. You should be persistent in the dua. Repeat the dua over and over again, subhanAllah. The Salaf, sometimes they would make one single dua throughout the whole night. SubhanAllah, just repeating the same dua and internalizing it. And subhanAllah, paying attention to every single word that you say in your dua. So al-ikhlas is so important. Al-ilhah, repeating and being persistent. Never get tired of making dua. SubhanAllah, don't get tired of making dua. Remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He would make dua sometimes throughout the night or majority of the night. Or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would pray throughout the night or majority of the night. Or the Salaf used to do that as well. So dear brothers, inshallah ta'ala, al-ilhah is very important. Also another important etiquette. When you are about to make dua, first of all, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mention His beautiful names and attributes. For example, you say, Allahumma anta Allah. لا إله إلا أنت عالم الغيب والشهادة أنت الرحمن الرحيم أنت الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. When you mention the beautiful names and attributes of Allah, then make your dua, and then also conclude your dua by sending blessings to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Peace and blessings to the and blessings to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you follow those etiquettes, what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will probably accept your dua. And furthermore, my brothers, when you want to make dua, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you have wronged someone, if you have taken things that belong to other people, give it back to them. Raddul madhalim is very important. Give it back. And inshaAllah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. My dear brothers, one of the Salaf who was born in the year 100 Hijrah and who has passed away in the year 162 Hijrah, a great Tabi'u Tabi'een, whose name is Ibrahim ibn Adham, a great worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who was devout to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This great Imam, he was in Basra, and the people of Basra have asked him this question. They said to him, Ya Aba Ishaq, Alam yaqulillah fil Quran, wa qala rabbukum ud'uni astajib lakum. Hasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, make dua to me and I will respond to your dua? And Ibrahim ibn Adham said, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the Quran. And then they said, why is it that Allah doesn't respond to our dua? We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it seems like Allah doesn't respond to our dua. And look at what he said to them. He said, لِأَنَّ قُلُوبَكُمْ مَاتَتْ بِعَشْرَةِ أَشْيَاءِ He said, I can tell you why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't accept your dua. Because your hearts are dead because of 10 things. Because of these 10 reasons. And what are these 10 reasons? And pay attention to these 10 reasons and see how many of them apply to you. Think about it. He said, the first one is the following. عَرَفْتُمُ اللَّهَ وَلَمْ تُؤَدُّوا حَقَّهُ He said to them, you came to realize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, but you have never fulfilled the rights of Allah. This is the problem, he said. That's number one. Your hearts are sick with this. عَرَفْتُمُ اللَّهَ وَلَمْ تُؤَدُّوا حَقَّهُ Number two, he said, وَقَرَأْتُمُ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَمْ تَعْمَلُوا بِهِ You have recited the Quran, and you do recite the Quran, but you don't act upon the Quran. How often do we recite the Quran, but we do not act upon the ayat? And number three, he said, وَزَعَمْتُمْ حُبَّ نَبِيُّكُمْ وَتَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّتَهُ You guys claim that you have love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you don't follow his sunnah. How is Allah going to accept your dua? And number four, he said, وَقُلْتُمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ وَوَافَقْتُمُوهُ You claim that shaitan is your enemy, yet you follow him, and you agree with him all the time. And then also he said, وَقُلْتُمْ إِنَّكُمْ تُحِبُّونَ الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمْ تَعْمَلُوا لَهَا You guys, you say that you have love for Jannah. You have so much love for Jannah, and you're looking forward to go to Jannah, but you never do the actions of the people of Jannah. He said, this is the problem. That was number five. And then he said, وَقُلْتُمْ إِنَّكُمْ تَخَافُونَ النَّارِ وَلَمْ تَهْرُبُوا مِنْهَا You guys claim that you are fearful of the hellfire, but you are not running away from the hellfire. And then he said, وَقُلْتُمْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ حَقٌّ وَلَمْ تَسْتَعِدُّوا لَهُ You guys claim that death is inevitable, but you are not ready for it. You are not prepared for death. You are not ready for death. How many of us can raise their hands and say, I am ready to meet my Lord today. I'm ready to meet the angel of death. How many of us can say that today? I'm sure I can't say that today. Subhanallah. So he said, وَقُلْتُمْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ حَقٌّ وَلَمْ تَسْتَعِدُّوا لَهُ And then he said, the next one is this. And I want you to pay attention to this. He said, وَاشْتَغَلْتُمْ بِعُيُوبِ النَّاسِ وَاشْتَغَلْتُمْ بِعُيُوبِ النَّاسِ وَتَرَكْتُمْ عُيُوبَكُمْ You guys, you are busy with the faults of other people. You're always talking about other people. You're always criticizing other people. You're always backbiting. And you have forgotten your own faults. He said, this is another problem that you have. And then also he said, وَأَكَلْتُمْ مِن نِعَمِ اللَّهِ وَلَمْ تُؤَدُّوا شُكْرَهَا You are enjoying the blessings of Allah. You are eating from the blessings of Allah. Look at the variety of food that we eat every single day. And he said, but you guys, you are never grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these things. And finally, number 10, he said, the last one is this. He said, أَنْتُمْ وَدَفَنْتُمْ مَوْتَاكُمْ وَلَمْ تَعْتَبِرُوا بِهِمْ SubhanAllah. You guys are burying your dead people all the time, but you are not taking heed from them. SubhanAllah. These are the reasons he said, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not answering your call. So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today inshaAllah ta'ala, each and every one of us, we have to make inshaAllah ta'ala a sincere intention to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to leave the masjid after this khutbah bi-idhnillahi ta'ala while you have made that firm intention and said, I am going to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to rectify myself. I'm going to look at what is wrong with me. I'm going to look at the list of the 10 things that have been mentioned and see if I am guilty of all of them or some of them. Imagine if you are someone who reads the Quran, but you never act upon the Quran. So you need to rectify that. For example, you are someone who claims to love the Prophet ﷺ, but you never follow his sunnah. Say, I want to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. If you are someone who says that I love Jannah, but you don't do the actions of the people of Jannah, say, I want to increase the actions of the people of Jannah, and so forth. If you are someone who talks about other people, you need to stop doing that and concentrate within your own faults and say, I have my own faults and shortcomings. So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I just want to conclude and remind you this. Remember, when you are making dua, don't just make dua for yourself. Make dua for your family. Make dua for the people that you love. And not only that, make dua for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As an ummah, we are going through difficulties. Subhanallah, it gives you so much pain. Some of us don't even go to sleep at night very well because they know what the ummah is going through. And as an ummah right now, we have to make dua because this is the month of dua. The month of dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our dua. If we make the dua and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and the etiquette that we have mentioned. So I want to also finish it off with this. Remember Ibn Hajar al-Hanbali, what he said. He said, when you come to the places of the gatherings where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered, the qareen that was with you, the shaitan that came with you, he will wait for you outside. He won't come into the gathering where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered. But if you leave the gathering as a changed person, someone who has transformed and someone who has made the intention to change, the shaitan who was waiting for you outside, he's going to be very disappointed and you're going to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. But if you leave the gathering of the khutbah, for example, right now, and you are just the same person that you were the moment that you walked in, you haven't changed at all, or you haven't made the intention to change, shaitan is going to welcome you back. But you're going to upset Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have those two choices today. Make the right choice. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة.
This recording was produced by Green Lane Masjid. For more information on the activities and services the mosque provides, please visit www.greenlanemasjid.org.